Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Go ahead, Jonas. What you doing? Jonas, you didn't last that long on your wedding night. I mean,
that's a fact. That is a fact. You were there, couple of cocktails and the barbecue, and it was over.
I'm a woman. Already know.
And by the way, when I say he was there, I don't mean he was there for. I mean, you know, at the little reception.
I was at the reception. Yeah. Yes, I was not in the honeymoon suite. Holiday Inn.
You were not part of the to go food. We didn't bring you home in a doggy bag. That was not the case.
Yes,
not
Big
at all.
Daddy. But here we go already. And it is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard.
We don't need to bring Jonas in.
We do need Jonas because there's no Chris. Chris will be back tomorrow on the program. And it's a Magic City Monday, the perfect day for the official Odd Couple side piece to be in place. And
so
happy to have you, as always. What's up, buddy?
Slut at Fox Sports Radio.
It is always a pleasure to be here, and I'm just hoping I can help talk you off the ledge from your Splenda fiasco that you decided to put on social media a few days back. I'm just hoping I can talk you off the edge here.
Well, you know what? And I know you're going to be sick when I tell you this. Wait a minute. I'll say this real quick. I'll let Rob G tell you. All right, hold on. But, of course, we're coming to you from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G, of course, is our producer. Alex is our engineer. And Ralph Irvin is the update guy. He'll keep us updated throughout the program as well. Rob G, can you jump on the mic and tell Jonas what he brought up the Splenda for people who don't know?
I went
on social media and I said I had a beef and I was mad because I went to a restaurant and they only had that pink stuff. What is that called? Sweet and low? Nobody uses that. I mean, it tastes like powder. It's terrible. But anyway, thank God I had a stash in my glove box of Splenda. And I wanted to know if I should have gotten a discount on the price of my unsweetened iced tea because I had to supply my own sweetener. So, of course, today I text Rob G because I heard from Splenda today. Rob G?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, Rob Parker, who is struggling financially because of that video, is getting free Splenda as well as some Splenda swag. I don't know where you would wear it, but shout out to Rob Parker, the official Splenda spokesman.
I'm so sick of this crap. I'm so tired of having to bust my ass and sweat in the coal mines of sports talk radio on weekend overnights. You know, just slumming it with the rest of the country who's working hard. You know, just grinding away in the middle of the night, tossing papers, working security jobs, just trying to make ends meet. And Rob Parker has got a sponsorship opportunity with a fake sugar company. What the hell's going on here? This is unbelievable. Because he complained about an iced tea. Let me guess, is El Loco Polo or whatever it's called going to give Rob Parker free Diet Coke now because he bitched and moaned there? This is crazy.
No, they
man.
Missed out. If they would have come to the table, it would be different. Splenda is like, that's our guy, Rob Parker. Wow. I want to know. How many times can you imagine a sweetener stepping to the plate and hitting a home run?
Let me just tell you this right now. You want to know why Splenda is sending swag? Because Splenda probably has a gift shop online, and I don't know one single person on planet Earth that ever thought to themselves, you know what I could use? I could use a Splenda V-neck. You know, give me a Splenda V-neck shirt. That'll really tie this outfit together. Just some obnoxious yellow shirt. And do you have Jordans that are going to match with those, Rob Parker? Do you have shoes to go with those?
It is unbelievable. When I got the message today, so very, very
crazy. This is crazy.
That's great. But anyway, I figured you would love that. And yes, I said, it is a Magic City Splenda Monday. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? Jonas, let's kick it off with the NBA and the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because you know, being here in Southern California and all the Laker minions like Rob G and all those guys who are all up in arms and excited now, and they're aroused. They just can't believe what they saw. The Suns went down to the Lakers last night, and AD had 42 points and a stat line that had never been seen before. I don't know what that means. They probably threw in some things that, you know, like nobody else did at the time or whatever.
Right.
Whenever I see stuff like that, like the league's been around for 100 years. And he had a stat line we've never seen before.
First guy to score 40-plus with double-knotted shoes and three socks on at the same time.
You know,
Unbelievable effort.
Right. You know how that is. You've seen those things on ESPN when they come up with, like it's like, you know, and three blocks or, you know, like, and two forced turnovers. Or, you know, whatever it is. They have to come up with something to make it unique. But anyway, he played well, and they won. He had 42 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks, and 3 steals. I guess it's the 3 steals that go with the 3 blocks. I have no idea. But the Lakers, anyway, Jonas, are currently 7th in the West, a full game behind Portland. They got back-to-back games coming up against the Knicks and the Rockets this week, and then back-to-back road games against the Pacers and Pelicans to close out the season.
Yeah.
Even if the Lakers go 4-0 while the Blazers go 2-2, I think the Lakers then can overtake them and, you know, be in the sixth seed and avoid the play-in game anyway.
The most likely scenario, the way the math works out, is that they're going to be the 7. That from my understanding, as far as percentages go, that's where it looks like they're going to be the 7 seed, most likely scenario.
Yeah, you're asking them, but they got to win every single game, which is a chance that they're not. They played well last night, but we've seen the other stinkers as well. And I'm just with you. I'm out on the Lakers. I'm out because too many things have to go right. LeBron has to be right. AD looks like he's got his legs. I don't know about the rest of the team. You know, people after last year, Jonas, when they won it in the bubble, the Mickey Mouse Championship, and I call it that because it was played in Orlando. I'm not poo-pooing it. It's a championship.
Just do it. Say it doesn't mean as much as a normal championship.
It's just the Mickey Mouse Championship. Yeah, but anyway.
Hey, you and I together, why don't we just call it what it is? LeBron James has got 3.5 rings. Let's just say it. Come on. Yeah, let's go with it.
And the other half is still in the cracker box, cracker jack box. That's the other. You're still looking for the other part of the ring, you know? But anyway, so I'm out. I just think too many things have to go right. And then the road they have to take, you know, the first round could be against the Suns. I mean, they're going to play a good team in the first round, a really good team. I'm just out. I think that the road and where they are and the new group, I'm not that confident in.
You know what's so funny about this? So they win a game, and it was a great win for them. No LeBron James. Anthony Davis was fantastic, and you mentioned it. And they beat Phoenix, who's been really, really good all year long. And all of a sudden, it's like, yep, that was the real Lakers. Okay.
Right, right. That's what it is. It wasn't the one that was losing by 40 points to the Clippers the other night. No, that's not. No, LeBron's not playing.
Yeah, no.
But
no,
when they win a game, right, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely, and that's where the spin comes in. And my thing on this is, if they lose and we criticize them because they lose, we're told, you're freaking out over one game.
Right. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter because LeBron didn't play, so it doesn't matter. Right.
No, it's just one game. Okay, but if they win, then that's the real Lakers that have shown up. And I'm just wondering, all right, so if we both agree that we can't use the, okay, it's only one game rationale. If we can't use that, let's just throw it out. What about the last 10 since Anthony Davis has come back? Because they're 3-7.
Right.
Like, they're 3-7 since he's come back. So this idea that all of a sudden, we're back, baby, the Lakers are back, nothing to worry about here. Look, when LeBron went down, when Anthony Davis went down, I was skeptical. When LeBron went down, I said, oh, come on, man. Print the toe tags. Like, it's over. Like, this is not happening. It's not – oh, no, they'll be fine. They'll be back. Don't worry about it. Okay, well, you've got two players who are now dealing with injuries a lot. LeBron's been injured 2 of 3 years in L.A., and Anthony Davis has always struggled with injuries. But I'm supposed to forget all of that and just pretend like none of that matters because they won a championship inside the bubble. And you and I talked about this before. There's a real chance, if you were asking me right now, we're in Las Vegas and you're staying in a suite and I'm like, you know, swimming in the Bellagio fountain because I can't afford a room because you got a Splenda sponsorship and I don't. But if we're in Vegas right now and you handed me $100 and you said, all right, yes or no, do the Lakers win another title with LeBron James? Without even finishing the question, I'm putting $100 on no. It's not happening. Last year, the bubble was the exception. It wasn't the rule. Like, that was the exception. The rule is what you're seeing now, and what you're seeing now is a team that's 3-7 since Anthony Davis has come back, and both those guys have injury concerns. I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you, but that's not – and I get it. You know, like, when a team wins, everybody picks them the next year. It's just automatic. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, they're going to win again. It's just like everybody said the Dodgers are going to win again this year. Have you watched any of that?
Why? What's going on with the Dodgers? Are they struggling? I haven't seen. What's happening with the Dodgers?
What are they, 15-5 in their last 20
so
or something?
So bad. They're bad.
Really, really bad. I know. Yeah. Embarrassingly bad. It's unbelievable. And they got so many good players on that team. But anyway, the Lakers. So it's interesting just to see how this plays out. And once LeBron gets back, and he already has his excuse built in, you know, like he said, he'll never be 100% again. So we already got that. And then if they lose, what about the road? But I hear all the local yokels in L.A. and people who are just, this scenario is even better for the Lakers. That's what I keep hearing. This is better than being a number one seed last year.
Yeah.
It's to be in a playing game. Have you heard this?
Of course. Yeah, and you know what it is, too? You know LeBron's going to use this as ammo, because if they go on a little bit of a run, he's either going to use the play-in game as the excuse or the play-in game as another reason why he's so great. Just like the bubble. Like, he was already laying the foundation for the excuse well ahead of time because of the bubble. You know, it's a disadvantage for the older players because we've got to be off this long and then it's just like there's always an ulterior motive here. And you get these people that blindly just want to kick kiss ass and follow along with whatever they're telling you and just go, oh, well, it must be true because it's coming from them. No, no. It must be true if it's coming from us, Rob Parker. That's what I believe in.
No doubt. 877-99-ON-FOX is our telephone number if you want to chime in. But this is going to be I'm just, you know, should they win the play-in? If they, yeah, they should win that. After that, I'll see. And here's the other thing. You know, Rob G, pre-show, was taught he's the biggest Laker homer there
is.
Oh,
my God, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
But he was saying, like, oh, yeah, they can beat the Suns. You know, they haven't been in the playoffs since Moby Dick was a guppy. They got all these young guys. You know, they won't be able to be ready for the pressure. And I'm like, the pressure to make a long run. And I'm like, they might not make a long run, but the first round, like, seriously, like, you might be right. Like, the second or third round, they might not be able to get to because you have young guys. But to just do what they've been doing all year and play, I don't think that it's automatic that that the Lakers would beat them. I really don't in the first
round.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like, and you mentioned Rob G. I mean, the biggest Laker fan I've ever met. He's actually got a hamster at home named Kurt Rambis.
Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, everything in his house is Laker colors. Everything about him, like he actually filed to change his name to Sedell Threat back in the day. Like, it's crazy. So when you hear it from Rob G, you know it's clearly a Santa. But he represents most of the L.A. Laker fan base that we have to deal with, that we got to tiptoe around, because God forbid we speak out or say something that goes in, that spits in the wind of Laker Nation, and next thing you know, you and I are painted out like jerks and we get harassed on social media. We're the
all the time
here.
You yeah. know how it is. And Jonas, real quick, I just did get a DM on my Twitter, and an off-brand of you know, substitute sweetener is offering you a deal since you're on overnights and late night when nobody's listening. So, you know, when you go to those bad restaurants and they just put it in a yellow envelope,
right.
even
right.
though there's no name on it, it'll just say, you know, sometimes sweet.
It's like, it's actually a post-it note that they fold up and put
right.
sugar in.
And put
just
sugar
give it to
in
me.
It.
Yes.
And that's the sugar that falls on the ground at the Splenda Factory.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that they repackage.
Oh, 100%. That's the stuff that the rats spit out when they don't want it anymore. They're like, get out of here. What? Can we get the real stuff, please? Yeah, that's what I get on weekend overnights.
Sorry about that. All right, after AD's big night, are you buying into the Lakers? We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple. With the Odd Couple side piece all day, Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99-ON-FOX.
I'm a little moist right now.
That's right. And I do have to say this, because we were talking earlier about Splenda and all that. Have you tried, Jonas, this... what is it? Sugar cane paper towels. Have you seen this?
What?
Like,
no.
Paper towels made out of sugar cane. Have you seen this?
Why would anybody want a paper towel made out of sugar?
I don't know. It's a weird thing. You know what? Hold on. Let me grab it out of my closet. Give me 1 second.
All right. So we will vamp here. Thank you for joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. We are on the hunt for sugar and information about sugar and fake sugar here. And wouldn't it be that appropriate for a Magic City Monday? It's a Magic City Monday, so both real and fake are being represented here on the show.
No doubt. All the time. But okay, so I have... It says tree-free paper towels made from bamboo and sugarcane. Okay?
I mean,
only
Jesus.
Problem with these, Jonas?
Yeah.
When you wipe your mouth with them, you gain 5 pounds.
Okay. All right. Very good. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. He is a prop comic. He is a sports talk radio host, and he is an award-winning columnist. There
Rob
he is,
Parker.
The great Rob Parker. Unbelievable.
That was a long way, but that was a good punchline, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, man. Now, listen, you got to get into the prop comic industry. You got all
My
sorts
God.
Of stuff there.
All right. Yeah. I know we got people who want to get in. Where are you on the Lakers? Anthony Davis look alive, 42 points. Are the Lakers back in this? They're making another run to the championship. We want to hear from you.
And we go to D.C. first, where Tony is listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Tony, what's happening?
That's how you start a show. Jonas Knox, my man. Not that weak, tipsy off a half a can of peppermint Truly that Broussard gives us every night.
Jeez.
Uh-oh.
My man. Jeez,
come on. Come
wow.
On.
Listen,
Chris Broussard is... Come on. Have some respect for Chris Broussard, all right? I'm just watching the house. I don't own the place.
Congrats, Rob, on your endorsement. I just hope the Parker Platoon T-shirts on the tag doesn't say made by Splenda. But I will say this about the Lakers. No way, no how. I think, and Keyshawn Johnson brought up a good point. He says when you have a high ankle sprain, you're going to need help getting off the court. If you remember, LeBron walked off the court. So
right.
What I'm waiting on is when they get bounced, for get ready for him to roll to the press conference in a wheelchair with two ankle braces on, his hand taped from 3 years ago with all these excuses. But if they win, he'll be like, this is the most difficult championship ever. You know, I.
Tony,
you know,
you already know. We saw that before.
Yes.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
right? 100%. When he showed up at the press conference with the cast on. Remember on his wrist?
Yeah, all of a sudden he had a broken hand and he had a cast on his hand because he punched a chalkboard after the first game because J.R. Smith had a little bit of a mental lapse.
But couldn't you wait?
Come on,
Jonas,
man.
Until after. Why would you have to put that on to go to the press conference?
It's like he's gonna. But he makes Tony makes a good point because we're gonna go from LeBron James, greatest NBA player according to some of all time, just battling through the injuries. LeBron James walking off the floor, and then he's gonna show up after they get bounced in four or five games, and it's gonna be like Lieutenant Dan's stunt double. Like that's what we're gonna get here. Like he's gonna sell it up. We're gonna play it up, and there's gonna be people, and again, I'm not trying to name names here, but there are people that are going to make excuses for him, and those people's names rhyme with Slob Weta. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, those people are a part of the Fox Sports Radio family, and they're looming, Rob Parker. They're behind the scenes. By the way, speaking of looming in Georgia right now is Max, who's with us here on The Odd Couple. Max, what's happening?
What's up, Max?
What's up, guys? What's up, Rob? Jonas?
Max, you know you could always count on me every day.
He's on that load management, I guess, you know.
Yes.
LeBron, the Lakers are in trouble, no doubt. I don't see them falling in the play-in game. The NBA's got too much stock involved in them to let that happen. I do see them not making the finals again. Anthony Davis, notwithstanding, you know, he's been playing out of his mind, but I just don't see that sticking around. And for me, you know, he's been resting and he's been pouting, and I think it's because he got talked to. He must have got a phone call from the league after saying somebody should be fired. I just think the guy's got a poor attitude, and it's time for a changing of the guard. Let's do it.
How about that? Once I'm out of the league. Once I'm gone, can you believe
good
that, Rob
that.
Parker? Yeah, I know. Yeah, come on. Yeah, This is LeBron we're talking about here. You can't just chase him out of the league. That's not going to happen.
That's the cash cow, no doubt.
We go to New Jersey where Drew is listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Drew, you're on Fox Sports Radio. What's happening, man?
How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So I got the Lakers still. They can come out of the West. I'm not worried about that. I think LeBron is load managing, which is kind of hypocritical, you know. I think he's really fine, and I think as long as he's fine and Anthony Davis is really the one that I'm worried about, as long as Anthony Davis is like 80%, I think they can still come out of the West. Everything else, I don't know. And, Rob, we miss you on Undisputed. And
thank you.
Hopefully you come back on.
All right, I appreciate it. No sweat. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, that not worried at all, huh? Nothing's concerning.
That's typical. Like, no, but that's just they won last year, so they think they're going to win every year. That's the mindset. It's even like the Patriots. As much as the Patriots won, let's be honest. Most NFL experts pick them every year to win. If I told you that the Patriots went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't, but they went 10 seasons without winning a Super Bowl.
No,
but you wouldn't believe it. Not with the conversation that people throw out there, like they won every year.
It's just the part that is puzzling to me. It's one thing if you say, I still believe the Lakers are going to win, but it's not that. Look, Drew in New Jersey is saying what a lot of people are saying. I'm not worried about it. They'll be fine come playoff time, dude. the issue I've been hearing is the lack of rest from last season to this season. So what, you're going to be more fresh when the postseason comes around?
No, they're going to be rejuvenated all of a sudden.
What are we talking about here? It doesn't make sense.
None of it does. All right, Jonas's boy Tim Tebow is heading back to the NFL. We'll head down to Jacksonville for an inside scoop on that.
Oh, I'm very, very excited about it.
Boy, Bay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's go down to Jacksonville for this story, which is just unbelievable to me. Marcel Robinson is a sports reporter at Action Sports Jax in Jacksonville, and they join us right here. You join us right here on the iCouple. What's happening?
Nothing much. What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
By the way, welcome into a Magic City Monday, in case you didn't catch the reference. Rob Parker, he's a class act of sports radio, so welcome aboard.
Marcel, it's all good. No doubt. All right, Marcel, I got one thing to do. Why? Please help me. That's all I want to know. Why?
Well, I mean, I guess really that question depends on who you pose it to. I mean, I think obviously for the Jaguars, I'll be honest with you, we haven't had any success at tight end in really years. So honestly, from a Jaguars perspective, it's kind of like, what do we really have to lose? I mean, kick the tires on anybody. I might even dust my cleats off and get a run out there, but I mean, I think it's just one of those things where, you know, it's Urban Meyer. You know, he's coming in here and he's got a plan and a vision. And I think he's really just one of those things where, you know, look, we know Tebow's great athlete. He's going to come in here, hard work, worth that kick. But at the end of the day, it's one of those things where I think it's just, you know, if anyone that can help this team, Urban's willing to give him a shot.
Marcel, stop. I just stop. You sound preposterous. I'm being serious. Anybody off the street? Is this on? Hello, Marcel. He's never played tight end. Do you know there's a million players who played in historically black colleges who played tight end who never got drafted? Do you know there are other tight ends who played in college who didn't get drafted in major college football? He hasn't been in the NFL since 2012. He had little to no success in the NFL. Stop it. What do you mean anybody? You should dust your cleats off. How in the world are they rationalizing this?
I mean, when we got wind of it, kind of around draft time. I mean, the biggest thing is everyone knows that, you know, their relationship between Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow is exactly where this comes from. I tend to side with you and the majority of the actual faithful Jag fans is that he's never played the position. He's 33 years old. I mean, he's clearly, long shot, I think, is putting it nicely for him to make the team. It's one of those things where I don't really know what to tell you there.
Marcel, and we're talking with Marcel Robinson. He is joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Rob Parker, in for Chris Broussard here on FSR. You can get Marcel on Twitter at MarcelASJax. When it comes to just Tebow and Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence, from a national perspective, and I'm just speaking from people nationally, Jacksonville, outside of the 1 year they had the run in 2017 with, you know, all that great defense and Blake Bortles and those guys, outside of that 1 year, it's been kind of almost like a flyover state. Like, you know, you don't really pay any attention to it. They're just not even really on the radar. Now you get all of this, and you add Tim Tebow and that storyline there. Is there a difference in buzz in Jacksonville just with this team? And was it just the Urban Meyer, bringing in Urban Meyer, or was it Trevor Lawrence, and what do you attribute it to?
I mean, the buzz in the city is undeniable, to be honest with you, but I think it literally goes down to just Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. I mean, this team has been needing a just full facelift for the longest time. Like you said, back when the 2017 AFC Championship game, there's not been anything like that in this city. You'd have to go back, you know, two decades to even get that for the most part. And the buzz in the city has everything to do with, I mean, Trevor Lawrence. We're getting a guy coming in here, franchise quarterback, obviously. All he's accomplished, the guy wins. I mean, you can make an argument that the Jaguars haven't had a franchise quarterback since Mark Brunell. you know, they've tried and tried and never had that. And, of course, Urban Meyer coming in here, same story. The guy wins, you know, everywhere he goes. And just having those two elements combined is something that this city really needs, because I tell you what, it's hard to talk about losing in many different ways, and he's had too much experience with that.
What I don't understand is this whole notion that people are running out to buy tickets because Tim Tebow's going to be a tight end. They had a chance to sign him a few years back, they didn't even want him. And he's from the area, and they could have tried to use that to sell tickets because he couldn't throw and he couldn't play quarterback. This is mind-boggling to me. I really? People are running out to buy Tebow jerseys and buy tickets, season
Damn
tickets,
because
right. he's going to be a tight end?
No, I think, honestly, I think that's a little bit overblown. I don't think that there's going to be as much of a jump in the ticket sales because of the Tim Tebow news. To be completely honest with you, I mean, the guy's got to make the team. And, you know, for the most part, and we've discussed this kind of over the course of, you know, since the draft, that, you know, it's really a non-story unless he makes the team. I mean, the ticket sales have already jumped up enough. The Jaguars are telling us they've seen, you know, trends of selling out the stadium, season tickets from people that they've never heard of before.
What are they going to do with the two games they usually have in Europe and the one on Mars every year because they can't sell out?
Well, that's to be determined, obviously. We'll kind of find out what the deal is concrete-wise and still when the schedule comes out later. But, I mean, truthfully, look, I mean, Trevor Lawrence in here in Urban Meyer, the stadium is going to sell, at least in the beginning until, you know, we see what's going to go on. But as far as the Tim Tebow fans jumping the ticket sales, I honestly don't see that happening.
Okay, let me ask you this. All right, this is the most important question here. It's a two-parter, which is the dreaded thing to do in sports radio, but I'm getting to a larger point. Is he going to have number 15, or is he going to have to pry it off Gardner Minshew's cold, dead hands in order to get it? All right, that's the first question. What do we know about a jersey number for Tebow?
We don't know much about the jersey number, truthfully. To be honest with you, we don't really know what the ultimate plan is going to be with Gardner Minshew. I mean, truthfully, he might be moved, which from the kind of words around the rumor mill, that seems like that might be something that could possibly happen. Of course, I mean, you know, Gardner Minshew being the competitor that he is, he doesn't want to be sitting behind, you know, Trevor Lawrence. But that's, of course, again, to be determined. I mean, if Gardner's here, I imagine that they'll try to work out something to get 15. But that's between them two. We'll see about that.
All right, and here's
again, he has to make the team.
Yeah, and here's the second part of it. If he does make the team, regardless of the jersey number that he gets. Is there any way, because you've got pull there, Marcel, you are big in the community. Is there any way that we can get one of those Tebow jerseys sent to Rob Parker?
No, thank
who can
you.
Say, he could say whatever he wants, and he can say, I'm sick of Tebow, but if you send it to him and it's free and it matches a pair of Jordans he got, he's going to wear the jersey. I'm telling you right now.
Don't waste your money. Don't waste your money. No.
Oh,
thank
come on,
you
Rob.
Like
you sound like you want that Tebow hanging up in the man cave, man.
Oh, come on, Rob.
I'm good on that. It's unbelievable. Sometimes you wonder why franchises are terrible, and then this happens, and then you realize this is why Jacksonville will never win, because the coach has already come in. He brought in the strength and conditioning coach who got run out of college for racist attitudes towards players. That was a bad decision. He had to recoup that. Then you bring in a has-been, never-was, just because you know him. Stuff like that sends a bad signal to the locker room. I say this is going to be a bad stint down there in Jacksonville. But anyway, Marcel, we appreciate you. I hate to be a
unbelievable. That's the most negative 30 seconds in sports radio history
I'm
right
sorry.
There.
I'm sorry.
The most negative.
Sounded to me like he was picking them to go to the Super Bowl. What do you mean?
No, it's all good. Marcel Robinson down from Action Sports, Jax. Oh, we appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marcel.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Was that a little too heavy-handed?
It's just like at what point on your rant there did you realize I'm really going extra negative on this? You're already, because of a Tim Tebow signing, some nondescript tight end who may not even make the roster, you're already calling the Urban Meyer experience in Jacksonville a failure.
No
already
doubt.
Off of
I already see the first two moves. I don't like them. All right, one of the biggest cheaters in sports got caught with his hand in the cookie jar yet again. We'll talk about that next. It's the Odd Couple with Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Splendor America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yes, Big Daddy. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday.
Jesus.
Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard.
I am the slut at Fox Sports Radio.
You certainly are. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Jonas, you know a little bit about horse racing, but before we get to Bobby Bethard and the latest scandal, did you hear that they're remaking Mr. Ed? Have you heard about this?
No, I have not. I have not. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What do you mean? Go ahead. I'm trying to
tell
you.
Don't get fired,
story.
Rob. Just go ahead. Mr. Ed, go ahead. Go ahead.
So they're going to make a new version of Mr. Ed. Who, you know, Wilbur was the owner of the horse, but it'll be his great-grandson. And Mr. Ed comes back as a talking tube of glue. So,
oh, my God. Okay. A couple of things. It's Bob Baffert, not Bobby Bethard.
You said Bobby Bethard.
Okay,
that was the general manager of the Washington.
So it's not it's not the guy who may or may not have drafted Mark Rippon. So that is not him. Secondly, when you did your 10-minute open mic, your 10-minute stand up, was that joke in like minute 13 or 14?
No, it didn't make it. It did make it. Right.
Like how close was it to making it though? I mean, was it down to the wire?
It was close.
A tube of glue.
When we do these,
hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Oh man. What is it, like Elmer's on the side?
A little bit.
Has anybody ever named their horse Elmer's? Like that would,
right?
You talk about really spitting in the face of PETA. I mean, if you named a horse Elmer's, you'd really be doing something there.
Well, you would be cutting down the change time from their
true.
Life to, you know,
that's
what
true,
I mean?
Yeah. Save on labels
exactly.
Post-production. Yeah,
exactly.
that's a good
sorry.
Point.
What do you make of this latest scandal with the horse racing?
I think it's wonderful.
What do you mean?
Okay, because people are outraged, and they're getting outraged because, oh, my God, it was a banned substance. First of all, the substance is not banned. You're just not allowed to take the substance 2 weeks before the race. Like, you have to let them know ahead of time, and you're not allowed to take the substance 2 weeks before the race. It's not like it's massively illegal. It's when he took it that is the real issue here. So everybody, when they see a positive test, they just label everybody as the same. Cheater. It's like, no. Like, I get it, but it's not really. It's not like they were injecting him with a needle in his ass right before he went out to the race and took home the crown. Like, that's not how this works. And secondly, even if he is on steroids, who cares? We're betting on horses racing around a track and just hoping their hearts don't explode. Like, what do we talk? Like, all of a sudden, we don't. Oh no, no. I don't care if anybody in cycling is doing steroids, and I definitely don't care if anybody in horse racing is on the gas. I do not care at all.
But this is my only thing. Where did he get the cancel culture? As if that's a part of horse racing and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
What, that's
no elite. Kidding.
Where'd that come from? Is that just to get on Fox News?
I think it's. He's trying to play the victim. Well, because here's the problem.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
That wouldn't be a cancel culture that they're mad because his horse failed a drug test.
Bob Baffert is and by the way, it is Baffert, not Bethard. He is considered the greatest of all time. Now all of a sudden something like this happens and you're tainting his legacy. It's just like after the Deflategate stuff happened. You remember Belichick was really – he didn't even back up Tom Brady. Like, he didn't even back up his quarterback.
He said go talk to the quarterback,
yeah.
if you remember, right.
Go talk to – because it was a bad look on him too. And I think that's where Bob Baffert looks at this and goes, my reputation's on the line and I'm going to get burned here. And so he's reaching for anything, so he goes to cancel culture. Dude, it's not cancel culture. All right, it was a Kentucky Derby.
Your horse
took something for inflammation and for pain, and he did it within a 2 week window when he wasn't supposed to. That's not cancel culture. Like, it's not even, they're not even in the same ballpark. Your horse may or may not have been on the gas, and you got popped for it. That's it. And you move on. You've got six other Kentucky Derby winners. Like,
but he's had some positive tests in other events,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's.
Rob, you love baseball, right? All right,
yes.
And I only speak on this because I took performance enhancing drugs. I'm
Did
being 100%
you?
Honest. I took the stuff that Mark McGwire and them got popped for. I actually tried it. I took and let me tell you something.
It's the Andro is unbelievable. I'm not recommending it for anybody. See a physician, but the results are unbelievable. But it's when you hear people. So when I speak of this, I'm not speaking from it like, oh, well, I'm better than that. No, I've done it, so I understand all that. I also know enough to know that just because you're testing and just because you're catching some people doesn't mean you're catching everybody. There are still guys in baseball that get popped for this, Rob. You know that covering the sport. There's still guys, even after all that they've been
through. It happens in the NFL. There's eight or ten guys every year.
So the idea that, you know, we're just going to go ahead and throw, you know, a bunch of crap at this positive result and say, oh, my God, horse racing's at it again. Yeah, you're right. But this is the reality. And I wouldn't be surprised if you actually did enough digging, you couldn't find, you know, another horse that was doing something that they just haven't been able to test for. There's two things that happen. People are trying to cheat the system, and people are trying to figure out how to cover up cheating the system. And that's always going to be in place, and I think it's going to be in place in horse racing forever. Sorry. It's the way it is.
Okay.
It's
just the way it is. I hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, hour number two of The Odd Couple's coming up, and my panties are in a bunch. We're going to talk more about Tim Tebow. We want to hear from you. I think this is a terrible look for the NFL. This is, of course, privilege. This is what I have an issue with, the white privilege of Tim Tebow. We'll talk about that and much more. Jonas, you better be ready. Strap on your bonnet. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.